Sometime during my teenage years, I came to a realization. I came to a realization that I really did not feel like I was a cubicle job person. Like I'd visited my parents at their offices and I'd spent time like seeing what it was like being in those spaces. And even though my first few jobs would actually end up being very specifically in cubicles, I realized pretty early on that it wasn't a good fit for me. That said, I also didn't know exactly what was a good fit for me. And so, that brings me to the topic that I have laid out for today. The topic that I have laid out for today is this idea from Napoleon Hill around definiteness of purpose, but I want to take it one step further. So that's what we'll be covering in today's episode.
These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough.
Okay, so when I knew that I was not a cubicle person, that actually set up one type of definiteness of purpose. Now, definiteness of purpose, it's a concept from Napoleon Hill and other success writers have talked about it as well, that when we establish a definiteness of purpose, when we set our eyes on a very specific prize, it is there is some X factor, some magic that happens where we are drawn, we are pulled, we are moved towards that end. Now, just because you want to be somebody or do something, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's automatically going to happen. I mean, the Olympics are about to start, and even if I wanted to be an Olympic athlete at this point, I think it's not going to happen just because I set that definiteness of purpose. But there is so much that can be achieved within the, context of my life when I set my aim on it. So, for example, even like I knew at maybe 16, 17 that I was not a cubicle job person, right? And so I had that definiteness of purpose that I had to find something else. And that's why I was open to the opportunity when it arose that, oh, hey, if you want to be a copywriter, you have the ability to build this business as a copywriter that does not require you to work in a cubicle job. And like it caught on. My mind was looking for something and I found it. Likewise, you can set, so that's like a negative purpose or a negative intention. I don't want that. Likewise, you can set a positive intention, something that I do want. And so, when I decided that I wanted to be a successful copywriter, then I suddenly was able to go out and pursue everything that I needed to pursue in order to achieve the goal that I wanted, which was to create a career, to create a business, to create a reputation, to create momentum as a successful copywriter. Likewise, if you want to start any kind of business, to decide like this is what I want to do, this is the purpose that I'm setting out for myself, this is what success looks like. And so I want to start a business. Okay, I'm specific about I want to have this business. Well, how big does it need to be? Well, I want it to be a business that's just for me that allows me to create this lifestyle that I desire, or I want to start a business that has a bigger impact that creates a lot of jobs, or I want to start a business that exists in this particular space which requires me to lay out the groundwork, the foundation for a much bigger business. You can decide, but again, it's being specific about what you want. And so it pays to listen to yourself, listen to your heart, listen to your conscious and subconscious thoughts, and maybe even get out a journal or get out a piece of paper and start brainstorming. What is it that I want? And it's about more than just, oh, I want to be a copywriter, but I want my copywriting career to look like this. And you'll know that you are successful when, dot, ... fill in the blank. So how will you know you've achieved this goal? Like, what will be going on in the world around you? What will be going on in your personal life? What will be going on in your professional life? How will you spend your time? What kind of external factors are going to define the success of this? And also, what do you not want? What don't you want? So for me, like that idea of not wanting a job in a cubicle, I mean, that was a defining factor for what my career was going to be going forward. And I had to find out how to make that happen. So being clear about what won't be true and what will be true when you have achieved this is going to help you establish this definiteness of purpose, because the more details that you add to it, the more definite it becomes. Now, if you want to put this on steroids, if you want to make it even more powerful, there are some additional lines of thought that you can go down. So the first one is who all benefits. A lot of times when we're just starting out and we're just trying to meet our own needs and maybe meet our own family's needs, we really define success by those measures, right? But as we grow as entrepreneurs, as our impact grows in the world, as we age, as we mature, as we gain more security for ourselves, we start to look out into the community. We start to look out beyond ourselves and say, like, oh, I want to make this positive impact, and I want to make this positive impact, and I want to make this positive impact. And it pays even from early on to consider, like, who all can benefit from my success? Are there specific causes that I want to support? Is it just I want to be as generous as possible to my employees? Is it all the customers that we serve because we are focused on providing a very quality experience and product and service? Like, how do they benefit from our own success? And the more that we can make success not just about ourselves, but about other people, the more powerful that can be. And then once you have this vision and this idea of, like, who all benefits, not just you, but other people around you, other people in your community, other people in the world, then you start to look at these specifics. So it's one thing to have some vision out on the horizon of what success looks like, but the horizon never gets here. And that's an important thing worth remembering. Like, if you go for a hike, you will never get to the horizon. The horizon will always be out there. And so you have to pay attention to what does the path look like? What path do I need to follow? What steps do I need to take right now to get me closer to this vision on the horizon? And recognize that there will always be a vision on the horizon. That's always something else. And you can't wait for that vision to be true to find happiness. What you have to do is you have to look not only at what this long-term purpose is, but what the process is. And you define success by your ability to follow the process. So defining the process, what actions will it take for you to achieve your goals? So you want to be a successful copywriter? You know, number one, you have to learn about copywriting, but number two, you have to practice copywriting. You have to get clients. So there are actions that you're going to have to take, both in terms of learning and in terms of getting clients. And, you know, shameless plug here, I teach a lot of this stuff in BTMS Insiders, and you can check out the link in the description to check out BTMS Insiders. But going back to this whole what actions will it take, you know, if you want to start a successful business, well, you know, you have to create a product, you have to learn how to sell that product, you need to learn how to, you know, get traffic so that people are so you actually have people to sell to. You have to learn how to connect all the dots such that you're selling your first product. Then you have to learn how to, you know, once you're really able to sell that first product, you have to learn how to scale, how to provide more value to the same people. And so you define all these steps, and then you say, you know, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do this, then this, then this, then this. And then beyond what actions will it take, what process repeated will lead to the fulfillment of your purpose? So you want to be a great copywriter? Sit down for an hour a day, 2 hours a day, 3 hours a day, and write persuasive copy. You want to be a great marketer? You want to be a great, let's say you want to be a great webinar presenter, and you want to be able to sell via webinars. Hold webinars and sell and experience what the results are, and try some different things and experience what those results are, and try some different things and experience what those results are, and learn as you go. right? But the process is actually schedule a webinar, invite people onto it, and deliver the webinar. Schedule the webinar, invite people onto it, deliver the webinar. You want to be a great copywriter? Sit down and write copy. You want to be a great, you know, entrepreneur? Create offers and put them into the marketplace. You want to build a great business? What process is it going to take? What process repeated will lead to the fulfillment of your purpose? And so again, it's one thing about, like, it's one thing to put this vision on the horizon of where you want to go to, but the process is taking one step and taking the next step and taking the next step and taking the next step as you walk towards that vision. And then one more just little recommendation here is, what obligations can you create to ensure you complete the process? So for example, you set a deadline. If you're going to meet the deadline, that's an obligation you can create to ensure you complete the process. Block time on your calendar and stick to it. That's an obligation you create to ensure you complete the process. Like, what obligations can you create for yourself, to yourself, and to other people that ensure that you complete this process? Like, I'm going to do this by this time. I'm going to do this at this time. I have this specific time set aside to focus on this. I'm going to schedule a meeting for this. What obligations can you create to ensure that you complete not the purpose, but the process that it takes? And then find happiness in, did I complete the process today? Did I follow my process that I know over the long term is going to help me achieve this purpose that I set out? And so when you define your purpose, when you create definiteness of purpose, as Napoleon Hill taught it, and you tie that to the process, that's what it takes to achieve your biggest goals. What do you think? Do you have experience with this? Is this something that you practice? Is this something that you're working on? Leave a comment with this episode. Let me know on a scale of 1 to 10 how valuable you found it and why. What are your reactions? What are your action items? What are your takeaways? Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you and so the magical algorithms of the internet know to share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly and subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com, sign up, get my daily episodes by email, get the episode notifications. I cover marketing, copywriting, and sometimes personal development like this because, hey, we're all better marketers and copywriters and entrepreneurs when we actually work on ourselves too. The quality of our business is going to be reflected, will be reflective of the quality of ourselves. And so sign up for my Breakthrough Marketing Secrets daily emails. And there's also exclusive content for email subscribers. I'm Roy Furrer. This has been your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Always aim for 10 out of 10 value. I hope I've delivered it here, and I will catch you again in the next episode.
Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.